It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here and declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona, BEA, beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com here. And Jet Lisi's going to join me today because, we had a really good show this morning and we wanted to make sure that we got to continue and share our thoughts with you as we go into Freedom Summit Week. You know, we are here making lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of signs, lots and lots of pieces of material getting distributed, lots of activity, lots of things going on. And we went down to the resort just to, you know, check everything out, get all the details and all that kind of stuff going on. And we're working out all the little goodies, and we keep adding more little things. We leave some time in the schedule to make sure that we can do some fun. And the one thing that I wanted to make sure that we go over today, and we did on the morning show, and I wanted to make sure that we continue this discussion because we are becoming a lot more popular with our audience. They're using Freedom's Phoenix as the tool that it was designed to be. And I wanted to share with you a little bit more so that you understand and answer a lot of the questions to the audience. And this is why. Freedom's Phoenix was created as a counter to the lamestream media, the media that sued last century. I mean, I think black and white photographs of old guys with, two-piece telephones on typewriters. I mean, you know, they're done. In fact, and I'm sure it's probably the same things happening in your local communities, papers are going under. Now, here in Arizona, there are two main newspapers. One was called the East Valley Tribune, and one is called the Arizona Republic. The East Valley Tribune just went out of business. One down, one to go. And in Tucson, they had two papers. One's gone. Now there's another one left. And so we're looking at, you know, why. And the reason is very simple. Because they suck. They are not where you get it's spin. In 2003, when I first started doing radio, as Declare Your Independence in the same show, you know, we were just, you know, what's up? You know, here it comes. And the reason was there was a friends of mine that wanted to make, I had a pizza restaurant. I had just sold it and they were willing to sponsor me for me to go on the radio. I said, Ernie, we just got to have someone there with, you know, just tell the truth. I mean, dang. And because we were going to war, a lot of the people, you know, they went through this before. It was called Vietnam and everything since then. What happened was you had a drumbeat towards this, and it was based on garbage, and a lot of us knew it. Now, we have a lot of contacts in the freedom movement. We're like, you know, not only are we scattered throughout society at every level, including the very tippy top, but throughout the military, throughout police, throughout government. You know, I give you an example. You have the commie, Sochi, scumbag television reporter that you can always count on and, you know, fill in the blank name. They come in, okay, yeah, what they're going to try and use whatever to get you to say something that they want to loop tape, you know, on some stupid thing that you say. And it's the camera guy. It's the guy in the editing bay. It's the sound guy. It's the grip and the microphones in the studio for the television one, and sometimes might be a new young reporter that won't last very long because they're going, oh, man, I can't believe this crap that's going on, and they would let us know. But who do you tell? Who do you let know? It's a political activist. Somebody, we need to share this just to cleanse their soul. Well, When you have something like Freedom's Phoenix, which is the ability to disseminate information that you can't find or get out anywhere else, they come here. And what has happened is they'll use a different name, but it has to have a valid email. If I really want to track you down, if the man wants to get you, he's going to get you. Now, so just get used to that. You're not going to do anything on the internet. They already know who you are, if they want to. And you can get all kinds of funky. I remember in the mid '90s, there was a thing that they did. It was the later '90s. They had where you could get an anonymized email out of Finland or something like that. And you would go in and you'd get everything would run through a server in Finland. Now, we kind of do the same thing on Freedom's Phoenix. When you see on our headline category, you'll have somebody will put a story up there. It'll say, it's a news link. It's in the global edition because we have different editions. A lot of people don't even know that. We have several editions that people run on their own, like a whole mirror site. Just imagine you have the big number one MySpace. That's the Freedom's Phoenix, Facebook. It's the main one. Well, there's a lot of our – they have their own pages that you don't even know. They have their own databases, their own editors, their own – you don't even know that. You go to the top navigation bar and it says special editions. We've been beta testing this for about a year now, and it's just kind of give some guys access to be managing editors. They can do their own thing, and it's working pretty good. We're going through another major upgrade here in the next month or two. We'll be unveiling that, but it's still working pretty dang good. Well, we have the global edition that most people go to, and then we have the category that it's in. So if you look at the top story right now is categories legislative mischief. Rising debt could derail Congress on just about everything, and it goes on about Senate debate Monday they had over the future of health care in America and yada, 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 just more stuff. But you'll have a category that goes into. Now, you can pick up the three categories, but you have one main category, and that populates our archives. If you go to the contents by subject, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a talk show host or a homeschooler. All of a sudden, you just heard about North American Union. What the heck is that? Or you want to do space travel, or you're finding out they got a new ultracapacitor battery that lasts 30 years kind of thing for your laptop. You go to the energy category. I want to learn something about whatever's in that category. You go to that category, and you'll have a chronological order 5 years of everything on the progression in that category, like the Bush administration, the Obama administration, the lamestream media. Whatever it is that you're studying or doing research on, we have a chronology from the beginning to now of the major stuff that at least we came across in our readers that we thought impotent to put up there. Well, then you have the headline, and you have the date and where it came from, and then the little summary of it, and then you hit the read more, and you go to the mid-page, which has where all the comments are and such. You have an email link that you can email this to all your friends and such. You can send a letter to the editor about whatever it was, and it's reported by. If you click on reported by, assuming it works, you click on reported by, and boom, it goes to the Pal Gamel or senior editor is one that did that, and it says his website, his personal stuff, his blog, and a little bio about him, and all the original articles and columns that he's put up, and he does a really good job on that too, so they're a good read. So you have a favorite author, you just go in there, you can read all his stuff. But in there, it says send email. You click on send email, and you can send them an email, but you got to be signed up as a member or receive the newsletter or something like that. And what happens is you put the subject and you send the message. Well, he gets that email, but he doesn't know where it came from. It's anonymized through the system. And if he wants to share with you, and you don't get to see his either. So our server serves as an anonymous email. That way you don't get spammed and so on. That's why we did that, because if you start putting emails up there, everybody and your grandmother is going to be, spamming everybody. So we did this as kind of a security thing for that. But we know who you are. And if we know who you are, the man knows who you are. I just want to make this really clear. If it's on the internet, they know who you are if they want to. Well, what the service was back in the late 90s, they don't even know if they have. I'm sure they got somebody. It's called anonymous email or whatever it was. And there's a server, and it was in Finland, I believe, that you would go ahead and sign up, just like you forward your local email to your Gmail account or your Gmail into your local Cox or Quest account or something at home. Worked the same kind of way. But what happened, nobody would see where it came from. so that you could send out anonymous stuff. Well, we give you the opportunity to be able to do that, but governments don't like that. They're like, oh, heck no. So they got in, and trust me, that whenever they complain about something, it's because they don't like it. Well, they're not complaining about this kind of what we have, this power, this tool that we have on our server right now. I don't get any complaints. Nobody's giving me a hard time. Nobody says anything about it. Why? Because it doesn't matter anymore. So don't ever think you're secret. But in general, you get to be able to do whatever you want. And the only editing you get is from the people that read Freedom's Phoenix. And that's what we're going to be going over today. Some of the very interesting conspiratorial, is it need to check it on Snopes? Was that true? What? I don't believe you. And what power you have to out these guys. Because they're on there. But it's amazing how much we find that's true. And the lamestream media will never tell you.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and in on the control board, Jet Lacy. Jet's been a good friend and someone that's really I can count on to take care of business while I'm off doing whatever. And today we're going to be talking about some stuff together. But Thursday and Friday, you know, we're going to be busy. Now, we have a lot of the speakers coming in. We got the premiere of For Liberty, the Ron Paul movie. How the Ron Paul Revolution Watered the Withered Tree of Liberty. We're showing at a theater near Arizona State University. Then what happens Friday, the following morning, Dr. Paul comes in along with a lot of the other speakers, and Dr. Paul heads straight over to Arizona State University, where over 600 kids have, well, I say kids, I mean, you know, students at ASU, 700 guys have said, you know what? We're ditching class. We're going to Hayden Lawn, and we're going to the center of ASU, going to hear the man. And you know what? And no media. The media, they're not going to say squat. And then this is like a big surprise to a lot of other people, but I'm like, well, what did you think was going to happen? We've been doing this as our eighth summit. The media won't open their mouths one itty-bitty bit. That's why we're making hundreds of signs and flyers going all over. We're doing them right now. They're going out with flood. Then we call the media and say, all right, you know, here comes your press packet. And, you know, anything that we get before, anybody that does anything, any coverage of what we're doing before it happens, we might. Well, maybe we will. We'll let you in to the event. You can cover, you can do some interviews. Not, you are not allowed. In fact, we just met with the resort today and told them, yeah, there'll be some media coming in and we may need your help. You know, if they're not allowed into our event area where we have the contract, we'll kick them out. Well, I'm sorry, you're not allowed. Think we won't do it? They always do. I'll give you an example. 1994, there was one of our speakers, his name is Judge John Buttrick. Now, he was our gubernatorial candidate in 94, and he did a great job then, and now he's a sitting Superior Court judge. Well, what happens is there was a time when he first started his campaign. They came to our headquarters, and we had a nice place, very similar to what we got now without all the electronics. And what they did is they interviewed him, and then he gave a speech at a press conference there. And the CBS affiliate, they had him up, and it was amazing. They had his lips moving, but the anchor was saying what he was talking about and what he said, and it wasn't what he said. I go, seriously? It's that bad? Yes. Come to find out, one of the producers that was working on that did that, was head whippy dippy guys for Congressman Kyle when he was a congressman then. He was running for Senate in that year. And we're going, wow, it's that blatant? So what we did is we made a big deal. We go, you are no longer allowed to come to any of our events. If we have anything at our facility or we're doing, you know, we don't talk to you. We don't interview. This is 94. I mean, we didn't have any other hand. We had no option. We had no alternative media other than all our signs and stuff that we did. We got heard. I mean, we made sure that we injected into the matrix, but we just banned them. They are banned. So then we go, oh, what happens? They show up and we go, I'm sorry, you have to leave. Well, we're the media. And I'm like, oh, is that what you guys call yourselves? No, you're not allowed. Well, we're the media. Because they're not used to being kicked out. All the other media is there. They get to have the story of whatever was going on. There'd be some big thing that's happening. All of a sudden, we're making news. But they weren't allowed. They go, nope, it's all good. Not until you guys sit down with us. And I was county chair at the time. We had the state chair. And we're going, or John. And we go, when you sit down and we can talk directly to the anchors and the news guys and tell you what libertarian philosophy is. And all, so you know when you're told to say something stupid like this, that some government blah, 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 whatever, that you know it's crap. Unless it's coming out of our mouths. Until you get educated, you're not allowed to cover us. They didn't like that. Went for about a month, 2 months. And then all of a sudden it was becoming obvious that, becoming a big deal, they weren't doing it. So what'd they do? They had a program. I don't know if they still have it or not. It was one of their main anchors, which is still there. He had a program that they started. It was an hour live show from 9 to 10. And it was unique. It's kind of like, they're doing the Jay Leno thing. They have it, primetime-y kind of thing. But it was a news deal, a local news. They did for a whole hour, and that was before all the other local news. So it was an interesting idea, but it had no credibility. Now, we know this thing, because news is credibility. If you're a lying sack of snot, we don't have anything to do with you. They had John come on for the whole time live and got to talk with him. And, he's a high-quality individual. I mean, you don't get to be a judge with being a slacker, okay? So that great time, okay, now you guys are allowed. And they had to know that, man, we do not play this game. So what do we do now? Well, it's the same thing, but we do it in a little bit different way because we can. You go to Freedom's Phoenix, and you'll see that we have a lot of the lamestream media links in there. We'll use the same services, Reuters, UPI, Associated Press. We'll, bring them on. Let's put it up there. But a lot of people don't understand why we would put things up that would support more neocon stuff or the left or whatever. You're doing like Copenhagen, shake Al Gore's hand for $1,209. Why would we put that up there? Why would we put up things about global warming? Why would we put up things about, sending more troops into Afghanistan and this kind of stuff? And it's Washington Post and Slate and Clatchy News and ABC. And so, because this information is how they perceive the world or want you to see it. And what difference is this? When I started doing radio, this is what I noticed. We would be talking about things that we knew, people that were on the ground, people that we knew the experts on. This is Lieutenant Colonel in the Pentagon telling us what's what. Karen Kwiatkowski. Well, what happens is then they come out a week or even up to 3 weeks later with an entirely new spin on whatever. It wasn't about news. It was about spin of the news. They don't give you news. They give you olds. Or it's spin. But they're never going to free your mind. It's all about enslaving it. So on Freedom's Phoenix, when I get, these new, we have a lot of participation, there's getting more and more people that are adding stuff on there. And I know, there's on the left and the right. And I mean, this even happens in the Obama administration holders, attorney general. They got their own little blog force in there. And during the 08 presidential campaign, we got there. I tell you the one thing that happened. I don't know who did it. Maybe it was Alex Jones certainly made a big thing out of it and some other guys. But all over the Internet was how the speaking technique of Obama was a hypnotic trance. He put you into blah, 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 whatever. Now you put it up. So they say what you put an entry up on Freedom's Phoenix. You're lucky if it lasts 6 hours. It scrolls off. We have 30 to 60 new entries a day. It just scrolls off. So it's like, it's not like it's up there for a week. It's there for just a few hours. Well, what happens immediately? I start getting emails and phone calls and posts and comments freaking out. Oh, I can't believe you did. And I remember one of the names, Laura Flores. Do you guys remember that? Laura Flores. Oh, she was definitely one of those guys. And then we have some of the others that are still here, the Rockster and that was it, Red Lucky or Lucky Red, something like that. These guys, they're on the left and that is their job. And you can tell They are on it. I don't know if they get paid, but you know they should. You know, that's what they do. Come to find out, and they even admit it. There is no big deal. You can look it up on Google. Attorney General Holder office blogger army they got. They go in and seed the internet with whatever it is they want on things like healthcare. We put anything up slamming the healthcare system, certainly like when the Whole Foods guy was going on for a free market healthcare thing, the guy that owns Whole Foods, they freaked out. Because here you have kind of a left-oriented health food kind of demographic that listens to what he has to say, and he's talking about free market stuff. They flooded in opposition to him. Let them. We need to out these guys. We need to know they're there. We need to know. We need to police ourselves. I allow you to do that. You have the power. You can send the link to all your friends. You can comment on a letter to the editor. Why? Because you've been given the power. And I'm going to tell you how to use it more.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Jet Lacy. I asked him to come in and sit with me today because there's so much stuff I want to talk about. And one of the things I want to talk about is Jet put up this, you know, and I wake up this morning and I see this very interesting story that kind of just dovetailed into so much stuff today. See, a lot of times we don't talk about the actual news that's on Freedom's Phoenix because it's there. Go get it. You know, go do it yourself. Because it doesn't do you any good to just see all this crap if you don't get it in the context and you don't understand what it is that you're hearing. That's why I deal in bumper stickers. Now I go, it's very simple. You want to look at this stuff, la, 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 la. I don't care what the headline says, whatever. I go, does it maximize individual freedom? That's all I want to know. You know, freedom's the answer. What's the question? In the end, freedom wins. Freedom good, government bad, 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 bad. And we're going to keep adding on some bads there, man. It used to be one. I mean, you know, I started radio, it was three. You know, then Bush started really getting as it turned into five. You know, I mean, what do I got to do? I mean, can we do seven? I mean, freedom good, government bad, 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 seven. Boom. You know, I mean, how many I got? Because people come up to me and say, Ernie, you got to know. Did you know? Look at, you got, I go, what am I going to do? Just keep adding on more bads? Okay, they're bad. I get it. I know they're so freaking bad. But, you know, if you understand certain things, like, you know, there's just those that want to be left alone and those won't leave them alone. That one right there is probably the simplest way of understanding so much stuff. But I go to Freedom's Phoenix on the weekends. I try and chill. Just I go up to on the navigation bar, you'll see where it says search. And I go into the, you know, you got the search function. And one below that says media. All right. I go into media news, and it has a lot of the websites that we check first. Then a lot of our readers and listeners, they'll add stuff or they send me stuff. But I go, you know, it's like, you know what? It's like, you know, Bloomberg, you know, I got, you know, Prison Planet. You want to go check and see what's up there. You got TED Talks. I like those. Some of those are good. You got to comb through 100 to get three. But you have even Raw Story. You know, the left, you know, they're out there, but they're kind of, they're the only ones, them and antiwar.com, the only ones even care about, you know, how many people were killing or getting killed. The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, Wired Magazine has a lot of technological stuff that's going on. You know, Huffington Post used to be really good when they were hammering on Bush. I mean, a lot of the war stuff, they were hammering, but now they're part of the establishment. Huffington Post sucks. Arianna Huffington, she had such a potential and an enormous audience, so they became, you know, they sold out and became part of the lamestream media trying to get into, I don't know, the blog, the internet, to try and, you know, use that as their conduit in your mind, you know, to get you back, plugged back into the matrix using the internet. I don't think it's going to work out. Because it's not just being on the internet. It's having something somebody wants to look at. And the Huffington Post is much, we've even had Arianna on Charles's show, interviewed her, got to know her, you know, word up. But only on the war, or it was on Scooter Libby. That was her big thing, you know, and Cheney and them doing their, a lot of different stuff they were doing. But when it comes to being a news service, They've gone downhill, man. They suck. And then we had Al Jazeera. That's, you know, from the Middle East. We used to get a lot of stuff. You know, it used to be Pravda, the Russian stuff. We were going, yeah, they want, you want to know what troop movements were? They were definitely telling you about it in Russia. So they have an English version. So we go there, fine. You know, China News Magazine, they got a lot of good stuff on what's going on. The thing is, though, is that, you know, Al Jazeera's kind of gone down dark side, too. They're just, you know, because they really got hammered. They went after them. You know, and Russia today, they do a lot of video stuff that we put up a lot of times. And it's from these young kids. You know, they always got these youngins out there, you know, being Americanized there in Washington. They give them what for. They always have Ron Paul on a lot. LouRockwell.com, lots of good stuff. You know, Austrian economics, you know, freedom oriented kind of, you know, Dr. Ron Paul's up there all the time. Peter Schiff, Jim Rogers, you want to know what's going on with the market? You know, they'll help you understand it. Not just give you numbers, not just, you know, like Bloomberg does or CNBC, you know, diarrhea of the mouth. You know, that's just garbage. But you go to Lou Rockwell, you get an understanding. Then you want some technology stuff, you know, popular science and, you know, biomedicine. And then we have the news services, United Press International, space.com. You know, space.com, they started off, they really started to launch. They had, as their news anchor started, was Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs was space.com. They made all of them, boom, they yanked him over back to CNN. No. We don't want the people to know. So you hear about every shuttle delay, but you don't know about the space stations in orbit. We're going to space. Private seats are available, watching the northern lights from space. You know nothing about this stuff. Why? Why? Because if you can't imagine a future, you don't have one. You know, whatever. Electronic Frontier Foundation, Christian Science Monitor, Mother Jones, Yahoo News. I mean, a lot of these things that we go to, you know, World Net Daily. See, these things, New York Times, we'll go to all this stuff. The only problem is that we have to go to 2-3 dozen news sites to get that one from each of them. And then you start to repeat, you know, they'll be on 3 or 4 of them, that kind of thing. So this is the kind of stuff that the main editors, me and Powell, will go just to make sure you're not missing anything. You'll Drudge Report, you know, what's their top deal. You will go just so you don't miss a lot of, you know, what's going to be the big buzz. But if it's Britney Spears' belly button ring, I just don't care, you know. But you want to get a lot of hits, you want to really increase your traffic, go do what we call Oprah Stories. I mean, you know, we'll do, and we have one writer, Randy Ricochet, runs a thing called the Death of 1,000 Paper Cuts out of Manhattan. And he's been a regular poster for years. And he's my Oprah guy, man. I mean, it's just, you know, Tiger Woods affair. I may not put it in the top 5 or 6. We'll put it on the front page somewhere. But I mean, if you really care about, you know, what the National Enquirer, I'm for waiting a week. I'll wait a week or two and the whole story will come out and then we'll do it there. There, now you know everything in one story and we didn't have to follow every single paparazzi event. I don't care. Can I, am I allowed not to care? So this is how we kind of run this. What happens though is by opening it up to a lot of people to be able to participate and put their stuff up. You have to just let it go and allow you to police them, because we have things that can be conspiratorial. I tell you, Jet, one of the ones that I thought was very conspiratorial, we're kind of, you know, do we really know, you know, was the tungsten gold thing, you know, and that was, we put that up and immediately people going, are you sure? And I'm like, how the heck will we know either way anyway? You know, so, you know, what was your take on that when that first came out?
I'll tell you, I think I was the first person to post it on Freedom's Phoenix, but then I started looking into it and it was, excuse me, such a fantastic story. I went back and put a comment on the site saying, I'm not so sure about this. I mean, it was involving billions and billions of dollars. And I just, you know, when you hear something that fantastic, it's hard to believe that it could be true.
No, I was shocked it wouldn't be true. Like, are you kidding me? You know, because you know what? Because they can't. And that's one thing. I was talking to Charles Goyette yesterday. We had lunch. And that's another thing. You know, he was telling me his the dollar meltdown in the book. He said, you know, if they're going to do this, it'll be big bars and it'll be with tungsten.
And the reason was, is he understood, he goes, yeah, how can they do that? Well, it's because the density is so close. Yeah, tungsten is a lot harder metal. It melts at a much higher temperature. It's, it has a lot of different properties, but it has almost identical density. So it's like density per centimeter cubed or the weight, whatever it is. It's a measurement of density, how much mass there is in a given size. And a cubic centimeter is 19.32 for gold and 19.3 for tungsten. So you really, I mean, we're talking, you know, the fourth digit here. You're getting, that's like the same. So what happens is they take in, and how do they tell? Because they pour in the mold a 16th of an inch of gold at the bottom. You take 18th of an inch off of the whole plug, then you lay it in there, and then you pour gold around it. Because tungsten melts at such a higher temperature, you got molten gold, and it's sitting on a platinum, you know, boom, done. And you can't tell. The only way you can tell is if you take a drill bit and you drill through the gold. China did. And they go, hello. So, you know, what are they going to do? Blackmail us? We're going to show everybody what you did, and it came out of Fort Knox. Well, then you start looking back. When did it happen? Well, Charles was talking. I saw him at a book signing last week. He's going, yeah, we know when it happened. It was during the Clinton administration. It was when, I think it was Reuben or Pearl, one of those guys was in there, and Summers and all these other guys getting nailed and all, because they're scumbags. What you think are good? If you're going to be scum and you're going to steal, you know, you're going to stop at, you know, just a couple of billion. Well, if you got the opportunity to do a trillion, might as well. What's the difference, you know? The first one's expensive, the rest are free, all the crimes. I mean, you just, you know, do it. So he talked about that. But the other thing that was interesting in our conversation is he said, the dollar meltdown in less than a month hit the New York Times bestseller list. This is unheard of for, you know, not a novel. It's a factual, you know, documentary kind of investment book. From a first-time author. Now, the boy's got skills, you know, but they, you know, what happened is that he had no press. None. I mean, he did some talk radio and so on, and he had some, a lot of attention on the internet and that kind of stuff, and some book reviews and so on, but no media from the print media. None. Reuters came to him, did a big week-long four-day. All of a sudden, they called him yesterday morning and said, they killed it. Why? They just killed it. No. Why? We'll talk about it when we come back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Truth, what the heck? You know, declare your independence by not being dependent on, you know, BS from the mainstream media, the media that's so last century. You know, the rejoiners that you hear, and now Ernest Hancock, that voice over, that's Charles Goyette. I mean, the boy's got some pipes, you know, he's got some skills. He's going to be on the tube here one of these days. And the thing is, the reason's not, this Reuters thing was a perfect example. They spent a week, called him like four times, clarified a bunch of stuff. I'm sure she had some editor, it was a female reporter, just, you know, kind of hammering on her or whatever. And Reuters has been pretty much ahead as far as most media. They kind of call BS on a lot of stuff. Well, they just decided to kill it. They're not going to do a book review. No, heck no. No, 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 no. Why? Because it was inaccurate. It was not factual. It was whatever. Because they got the word. We are not promoting. Because what happened? The largest publisher, i.e. the Chinese government, publishing the book in China and Korean. Well, what we get, North Korea, we just found out today, they revalued their currency. Korea, they're chaos in the streets. Because they just said, oh, I'm sorry, you had some savings or anything? I didn't know you were allowed savings in North Korea. But, you know, they all of a sudden they revalued everything and limit how much you could turn in to get the new currency. You know, you want to limit the money supply? You just change money. And then say you only turn in half. this is stuff going on all over the world. It's not just Western capitalism society. This is, you know, the Eastern commie guys, too. They're, you know, and China is doing what? Well, one thing this morning, this is where it comes, you know, where it builds up to. Jet had the story up this morning, and the headline is Goldman Sachs bankers arming themselves against risk of populist uprising. And the graphic says, if America is now circling the drain, Goldman Sachs has found a way to be that drain. Well, that's what's going on. I mean, literally. So what we learn in there is, what was the story about, Jeff?
Well, it's the fact that, you know, it's actually in Bloomberg. So, you know, this is it's not some just rinky-dink outfit that's reporting this. The Bloomberg reporter came out and said that, you know, numerous high-level Goldman Sachs officials were actually applying for pistol permits. And in New York City, to get a pistol permit, you have to have not only, you know, a background check, you got to get a letter from your mama or whoever, you know, vouching for you. And this reporter was relaying how she was asked by a Goldman Sachs executive to, quote, vouch for him, saying he was a good person. And so a lot of these guys are trying to get guns to protect themselves in case of a populist uprising.
Now, think about that. Now, this is very interesting. Where she goes, I just wrote my first reference for a gun permit, said a friend who told me of swearing to the good character of a Goldman Sachs group banker. Can you even do that? I mean, you know, no, this Goldman Sachs, he's a good guy. That's such a riot. And the thing is that's so amazing to me is that, you know, Bloomberg is going on trying to shut down guns in any way, form, or whatever in New York City. But guess who gets it? Guess who's getting it? Guess who? Come on, the Goldman Sachs guys. I mean, this is like, you can't make this stuff up. This is like a bad B science fiction movie.
I mean, they got their flu shots first before the kids, school children of New York City.
Oh, heck, I say let them have double, man. Yeah, okay.
I know. You know,
but
another story.
That's the attitude. So here we have, you know, I called Goldman Sachs spokesperson Lucas Van Prague, or whatever his name is, to ask whether it's true that Goldman partners feel they need handguns to protect themselves from the angry proletariat. He didn't call me back. The New York Police Department has told me that as a preliminary matter, it believes some of the bankers I inquired about do have pistol permits. The New York Police Department also said it would be a while before it can name names, and it goes on and on and on. Bottom line, there's them and there's us. And I tell you what, if you're calling in, you're doing your little I want mine, yeah, no. Oh, it gets even better. This is good. This is part of one of my favorite parts. While we wait, Goldman has wrapped itself in the flag of Warren Buffett, with whom it will jointly donate $500 million, part of an effort to burnish its image. Let me tell you what's with that $500 million of our money. I mean, you know, that's just another thing. That's a whole other thing. It's our money. $500 million. You think they might be able to squeeze some gun permits out of that? I'm going, wow, if this doesn't tell you the mindset. So the thing is that this is the point that I'm making. When you see this or you read this, what's the first thing that you're thinking? Oh, yeah, they need to worry about us. And, you know, yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't even care. You know, that's not the point. The point to me is that they're in the mindset that there's them and there's us. Bloomberg will scream how we don't need guns, but I guarantee for $500 million they get theirs. Think about it. It's nothing to them. It's not their money. You know, it's a philosophical. It's a philosophical thing. You know, a philosophy of you know, us versus them. And they really perpetuate that, too. So what I want to make sure that we understand is that there is a mechanism that's being used, and it's called government, against separating us. Which is supposed to, I mean, the whole justification for the creation of a government was to protect individual rights. Is that what is going on? No. And it never was. It's always about it from the beginning. You know, the Constitution or Hamilton is how we can get central banking. I mean, bottom line, you know, blah, 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 blah. I know all the stuff here, but we put a lot of other stuff up there too. I mean, we have, you know, there was an interesting article up here about graphene manufacturing. What this is, I remember in the 80s, they came up with this. They discovered buckyballs, they called them, because Buckminster Fuller has this geodesic dome thing. And it was a arrangement of carbon molecules into a ball. Now, this was, so imagine if you got pure carbon that's in balls that'd be a really good lubricant. So it's like, you think graphite's good. Wait till you put graphite in the balls. I mean, you know, there's like little ball bearings. So I knew that this was going to, you know, develop, came, you know, carbon nanotubes and carbon fibers and carbon this and carbon. And it were a whole new era of materials manufacturing that I knew when I was in my 20s. Because I'd read this stuff. I like science magazines and so on. I'd understand, you know, the applications of this. Well, now they're starting to have a mechanism by which you can create and unzip the tube and have flat paper. You can have graphene. Remember they were talking about the shiny paper foil kind of stuff at Area 51 when the UFO landed. You know, it was just a weather balloon or whatever. Heck, that could have been the outer space shield. That could be their skin of the aircraft. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So I'm going, all right, it's interesting that he put this up there. But before I even went and read it or anything, that wasn't the point. It was who put it up there. Robert Klein is a guy that has a site. It's Global Warming, okay, dot whatever. Global Warming, a couple years ago, he started writing for Freedom's Phoenix. And it was all, yeah, he's going to learn us, man. It's global warming, global warming. I'm showing him how to use the site, and he's trying to convince us, you're confusing with someone that cares. You know, as long as you're sincere and you think you're looking for the truth, you think this is fine, you know, post it, knock yourself out. Then people start, you know, doing counterpost, you know, and then people comment on his stuff. And if you're sincere, you know, if you don't like it, you just go away. Well, I'm obviously not winning over here. They're using me to make their point. But then if you're serious and you're looking for the truth, all of a sudden he's starting to kind of, yeah, maybe this isn't as much as, you know, they're saying all of a sudden climate gate breaks. All of these emails of these guys that are going, and they put them, they take them and they put them in a searchable reference so that you can go and you look for your local PhD professor at your local university, and you go, oh, University of Arizona, this guy says, oh, they couldn't wait to get on the radio a year ago, and now they won't return your phone calls. You know, so he has finally, he's starting to come around. That's why we did the site the way we did. Left, right, if you're sincere, you get the post and you will learn and you bring your followers with you and they get infected with the truth.
You know, I just want people to understand that all this stuff that they got going on in this country, and I'm maybe speaking a little more radical terms than Ernest does, but this all has to do with eugenics. And they're trying to shut down industry with this global warming stuff. And even though it's been proven to be a bunk science, they are holding on to it so very tight because it's the everything they're trying now is failing because people like Ernest and, you know, people like, you know, these activists that I associate with every day are out there making people aware. And, you know, this John Holdren, which is he's the science czar to the Obama administration, has written whole textbooks on eugenics. And he is involved with these, you know, some of his emails are involved in this stuff, too, this climate gate.
Well, what's eugenics?
Eugenics is, well, it is
us, them.
It's basically animal husbandry for people.
Now, you know, the eugenics, right. I mean, you know, there's different levels of eugenics. But the thing is that they are of a mind that they want to control your breeding. Now, this, I mean, you know, poor people shouldn't be allowed to whatever. I mean, we're getting the China stuff. And to think it's not going there. I mean, you know, this has been a revolution. I mean, it just keeps coming around. I mean, it went through the beginning of the century. It was a big popular thing. You know, when the Nazis were doing this, they were praised all over. Oh, yeah, this is a good idea. We need to call out the bad people. Whoever they are, let me tell you who it is. I guarantee it ain't you. You know, I ain't party enough. Well, when we come back, there's so much more that we're going over the news today. Just today's news, okay? There is something that's happening in the European Union. You will not you'll believe it. But it's really cool anyway. You go ahead and come back. We'll talk about it. Because what they've done is, as of yesterday, it's turned into a totally different entity. And it was planned. And it's planned for us. It's going to happen here. And we saw it happen in Europe. We're going to show it to you, describe it to you, tell you where it is on the site. You need to know this because it's bad. We'll be right back. Don't stop.